This indictment of former Treasurer Cahill is one in a series of corruption scandals in Massachusetts. Last month, a federal indictment named Massachusetts Probation Commissioner John O'Brien and two of his top aides, and the state's last three House speakers before current Speaker Robert DeLeo, were all convicted. All of this, of course, begs the question, how much of a problem is corruption in Massachusetts? Well, joining us to talk about this is a former chair of the State Ethics Commission, Boston College Law School Professor George Brown. Professor Brown, thanks for being with Morning Edition.
Glad to be here.
This indictment of Treasurer Cahill is different than some of the other corruption stories I mentioned. And I know you can't talk about his case specifically, but in his case, what we heard in David Boeri's piece is that a new state statute is being used that alleges fraudulent intent in Cahill's use of public funds for ads during his gubernatorial bid. What is behind this fraudulent intent part of the statute? And that sounds incredibly difficult to prove in court.
Well, I think we're in uncharted waters here. What's interesting about the typical corruption case is that a public official is accused of having used their position to directly achieve personal gain. Somebody gets a kickback for steering a contract to a favored company. Here, both in the Cahill case and in the probation department case, it's not clear that there's any direct personal gain. I mean, no money went into a bank account. Instead, it's sort of a broader theory of misuse of the office. What has struck me is that a number of people around the State House appear to be saying that what Cahill did isn't all that different from what public officials do all the time, which is take advantage of their incumbency to give themselves higher and favorable visibility.
You know, WBUR is a partner in what's known as the State Integrity Investigation, and that measures the risk of corruption in all 50 states. And I talked to you about this when we did a report about this investigation. Massachusetts overall did fairly well in its rankings, although the investigation did mention some of Cahill's troubles. Not necessarily these mentioned in the indictment, but overall Massachusetts did well. I'm wondering, is there an overall problem, would you say, with corruption in Massachusetts, or are we better at catching it? What's going on here?
I think it's more the latter. I think you'll find corruption in every state, particularly depending on how you define corruption. Interestingly enough, the University of Illinois released a study ranking states on the basis of successful political corruption prosecutions. And I'm pleased to announce that on a per capita basis, we were not in the top 10. So we were not among the 10 most corrupt states, according to that study.
You were state ethics chair from 1994 to 1998. Do you think that there is a culture of corruption in Massachusetts, and what should be done about it? Or are we doing what we should be doing, and we're doing a good job then?
I think we're doing a better job of enforcement. There's no question about that. You have, in my view, the State Ethics Commission. I'm long gone, but that's an excellent agency. The Office of Campaign and Political Finance is an excellent agency. One big problem, in my view, is that we have relied very heavily on the U.S. Attorney's Office to do a lot of the anti-corruption work in Massachusetts. The U.S. attorney is not an elected official. She's not a state official. The fact that we now have a high-ranking state official in the person of the attorney general stepping forward to play a more active role in anti-corruption enforcement, I think that's a positive sign.
Professor Brown, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Oh, glad to do it.
George Brown teaches law at Boston College and is a former chair of the Massachusetts State Ethics Commission.